Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Yudalit. The Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph tells us, "Ashoichet b'Shabbes u'b'Yom Kippurim, avo b'shibitchaim b'nafsho shchitos akshevo." One who shechts on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the shchita is kosher. Many of the Achronim bring the question that we know beginning Maseches Tmur, there's a machlokes Abaye and Rova. If kol mili dov omar achmon loy savid, I ovid. Mehani or loy mehani. Meaning, if the Torah said something you're not allowed to do, and someone went and did it, is it effective or not? Now, if we say that kol mili dov lechmona loy savid yovid loy mehani, the Torah said not to do something, and you go and you do it, it's not effective. So I asked the Achronim, what is the pshat that shechita on Shabbos and Yom Kippur works? The Torah said not to shecht on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so the shechita should not be effective, should not be a good shechita. This question is already brought down in the Maritats. I am here in the Maritz Chayes that brings a list of Achronim that bring this question. The Shaar HaMelech, the Noi Debi Yudo, the Shuz Beis Ephraim, and many others. And he answers like this. In Shechita, there's two parts. One is the Maisa Shechita itself. The Maisa Shechita, he didn't do anything wrong. What is the issue on Shabbos? Is the fact that the animal is dead. Is it Tzias Neshama. The Tzias Neshama is affected by the fact that, but what it does for us is taking away the animal from being Avir Min HaChai. It's not a live animal that you're cutting a buster out of the Chai. So it says, regarding Avir Min HaChai, that is a Metzias. That's not an effect. Avir Min HaChai means you're not allowed to take a meat from an alive animal. This animal is not alive. So even though he Ovid Loi Me'ani, but this is a Metzias. A Metzias is the animal is not alive. The Maisa Shechita of making the animal done in the proper way, that's not a Melochan Shabbos. The Melochan Shabbos is only the Hoytzos Neshama. The Hoytzos Neshama is only effective regarding Avir Min HaChai, which is regarding, that's the Metzias, that's the reality. But the Birkas of Rome over here in this daf brings the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. The definition of Shechita is, Shechita means that an animal is not an Avela. Because an Avela is that was not Shechted. It's not that the shechito makes the animal kosher. An animal that died without shechito is a nevela. But if there was shechito, it's not a nevela. As if to say, the animal is a kosher dick animal. If it died without shechito, it becomes a nevela. Once it died with the shechito is not making it into kosher. It just remains kosher. It doesn't become a nevela. He says, Moshe Lema Adover Doime. Moshe Lema Adover Doime is when you have a clothing, and in the clothing there's threads of tzemer and pishtim. Of linen and wool. And someone goes on Shabbos and removes the linen and wool. So will you say it's not effective and this beggar is still beggar pishtim? No, because you took away the problem of the iser. So when a person shechts on Shabbos, what he does is he takes the problem of the iser. The iser is when the animal dies without shechito. This animal did not die without shechito. It's not that the shechito makes it kosher. It just, the shechito takes away the problem of coming on a vela. And this connects beautifully to another inyan. And we know there's a machlekes rishonim, if there's a mitzvah to do shechita or not. The round shechita is that there's a mitzvah in shechita. And that's why the Rambam brings the several mitzvahs, who should tzivonu lishchoit beimo chayo ve'oif v'acha yoichal besarom. So that ketshuvo, and lichos shechita, in your ideo, simon aleph, sivkoton aleph, right in the beginning of lichos shechita, he discusses that there is a union that was brought down, the Sefer Charedim, that any mitzvah, even if it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not an obligation to do, but b'shai said the ritcho, in a time of anger, one should try to accomplish all the mitzvahs. The example that says clearly in the Gemara is regarding tzitzis. You don't have to put in tzitzis if you don't have a big arba kanfois, but a person should try and have tzitzis. But this applies to other things, for example, mitzvahs ma'ake, having a fence to the roof. If a person doesn't have a roof, he doesn't have to put a fence. But there's an inyan to try and have an opportunity to have a roof so one can mekayim the mitzvah. Shai Zad Richa tried to come and accomplish all mitzvahs. So it says the Aikat Shuvah, according to this, one should try and do shechita. Should go and try and do the mitzvah shechita, even though usually one doesn't do shechita himself, but he accomplishes the mitzvah. So the Aikat Shuvah himself says, no, we don't do that because there is another inyan not to kill living creatures. As we have, the Gemara tells us, Rachman Kol Maisov, that when came a calf to Rebbe crying to him, they go and shecht him, he says, go, the Kachner Tzarto, and therefore Rebbe was punished. Because you have to have Rachman, you have to have mercy on all creatures. So he made a connected the union of accomplishing mitzvahs, you won't say union not to kill animals for no reason. According to what we learn, based on Chaim Soloveitchik, the idea of shechita is not the shechita itself. The shechita means that the animal is not an avela. So Yemelia Shloimar, when do we say there's a mitzvah to do? Is when a person accomplishes something with the actual ma'aseh mitzvah. But according to Reb Chaim, the ma'aseh mitzvah is not accomplishing. What the ma'aseh mitzvah does, it's avoiding an issur to come in here. So maybe in that case, you don't say there's that chiyuv, the obligation to go and do that mitzvah, if we understand shchita in this way. Anyone who wants to join a sponsor of the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.